I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. Nice to have you here. Dan Heimler with Watchdog Cyber in the studio. Welcome to the WGHN Airwaves. How are you?
Thanks, Mary Ellen. Doing very well. Thank
you. How was your drive in?
About 7 minutes, super easy.
Okay, good. There were no issues on the bridge.
Nope, nothing.
I always have to ask, you know. We've got a few weeks till the first of the year here, and every business owner should know about cybersecurity. And this is something that can change in the matter of a day or two. I mean, am I serious on that?
Yes, there's 90 new viruses that are coming out trying to attack people every day.
So what should businesses do?
So the first thing that I would recommend they do is look at what their password policies are. That's the first place, because if they're allowing their employees to make up their own passwords and they're not changing passwords, they're not looking at it, that could be the first thing they could do.
Okay, but wait, an employee might be listening like myself going, I don't want anyone having my password.
Well, everybody I talk to, they say the same thing. They're using Fluffy123 as a password, and that's not a password. And the problem is they're using that password for work and personal.
Okay, I know what you're saying. Okay, my wheels are spinning in my head right now. Okay, so so you're putting them, I mean, I would think that could put your employees at risk too.
Oh, absolutely. If they're using a password that they use for their own personal banking that they use at work,
mm-hmm.
they're in double jeopardy, really. They need to use strong and unique passwords. They should have 12 characters, special characters, upper, lowercase, and it has to be unique.
Really interesting. What about backing up data?
So that should be another thing they should be doing. So, a lot of people think, well, my data's in the cloud, it's fine. Well, if you
right.
So if you start reading the actual T's and C's, just like we said a few minutes ago, no one's reading the T's and C's. They don't have the time for it. Even Microsoft, they're not backing up your data. That's your responsibility as an individual and as a company.
I did not know that. What kinds of things are you seeing, you know, like in the last month or two with businesses and viruses?
So the big thing is phishing. So you're going to get, if you look at your email now, you're getting a lot more emails.
It's those horrible,
are
by the way.
Right. And they're coming, and these ads are coming in. I just had one. My fiance showed it to me, and it was from Macy's. $35 for a lounger that was normally $249. Well, it wasn't Macy's website. It looked like it was. And if you don't look at this stuff, you could be a victim of it.
You certainly could. So businesses need to step up and they need to take care of things before the first of the year, really. Start the new year.
Right.
You know, on a high note where,
right.
you know, you've talked with your people and sat down and said, listen, we need to change our passwords and here's what we need to do to stay safe. Now, on a personal note, this phone right here has my passwords to Lemon Holton Cancer Center, to Spectrum Health, to Trinity Health, to my library, to my credit card, to everything
right.
on this phone. If I were to lose this phone, would a hacker be able to get my information?
If you don't have a password to get into it, if you don't have a PIN code, if you're not using face recognition, yeah, they're going to be able to get into it. So you got to lock your devices.
So what can you do on your personal computer and your phone to stay safe, other than a passcode and name or face recognition?
So
they're so cool. They're so slick.
Is. Right. They make it easy to use your phone, but they make it easy for the hackers to get into.
Yeah,
phone.
I mean,
right.
They're so much smarter than they were 20 years ago.
Right. So a lot of people, what you should do is multi-factor authentication. So if you've ever logged into your bank account and they send you a code to your phone or they send something to your email, you should turn on multi-factor authentication because that can stop a lot of problems.
Really?
Yes.
I don't even know how to do that.
Well,
okay.
A lot of people don't want to do it because it's a pain in the butt. I got to have my phone or I got to have this, and it's something that will stop a huge headache.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've got about 65,000 emails in my Gmail account, and I did clean up some of it, but there's like this whole section of, it's not, what is it, I don't even know what it is. It's just all ads, and it just automatically
right.
go, junk mail or whatever.
Yeah, and spam and all that.
And I would think it would be smart to clean all of that out, too.
Sure. Yep.
You
there
know?
Is. And you can do that. If you just Google how to do it, you can clear out from like a previous year. So if you said delete 12/01/2020,
yeah,
it'll delete all the previous emails. So you don't have to go through all those individually and go through that process.
Okay.
There's a way to do it very easily.
Boy, technology, you're looking at my computer right here. I'm going to show you something here. This is amazing. This is a little editor that I can use to edit stuff. But you see, I have all these tabs open,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because I'm constantly, not only am I looking at news stories, but if I want to buy something for the holidays, it's right there. I might go to my Amazon. I'm serious.
Right.
You get that. I might be writing some news, and then over here I'm on my Amazon Prime account, and then I'm putting my numbers in.
Right.
Hello.
And you're at work. And that's happening all over.
It is, isn't it?
It is. Everyone's doing it. No one's really looking at it. And the problem is the government and the insurance companies are starting to push down regulations to companies. And then the companies are pushing it down to their employees. So it's just a matter of time before it starts to get tighter and tighter.
You guys take a proactive approach to cybersecurity, and you have free, no-obligation security assessments. What are those like, Dan?
So basically we go in and we run some tests, and it gives the company a baseline of where they're at. So it'll show all their vulnerabilities.
Ah.
It'll show passwords that have been cracked so that it can be easily cracked and hacked. And we get the company a strategic roadmap on how to fix all that stuff. And we can help them fix it, or if they've got an IT staff and they can do it, then they can do it too. But yeah, we do a free cyber risk assessment.
And the email address is info@watchdogcyber.com. And I'll put all that in the story, links on how to reach you and whatnot. But when I have all these different doctors for different ailments and this and that, and it's all stored in my darn phone, you know, when I get a test result or when I have an appointment. It's easy to have it all in my phone, and I need to be able to access that. Do you think that's a smart thing to have this on your... I need to be able to see what my doctors are saying.
Well, everyone's doing it. I mean, it's there. You just have to have it locked. Like you said, if you leave that at a restaurant...
I know.
Or you lose it, you drop it outside your car somewhere, if it's not locked... They're going to have access to your information.
All that information out there. Isn't that something? My gosh. I still remember remember Prodigy and AOL? Do you remember Prodigy?
Yep.
It would take like 30 minutes just to log on. I still remember my ID from Prodigy, but if you were to ask me my password to Spectrum, it's stored in my phone. I don't know what it is. It might not be a bad idea to have a notebook or something.
Well, you should actually use a password manager. So
what's that?
A password manager is going to will create unique passwords for you. It'll store them, and you don't have to know all the passwords. So, like you said, you had 65,000 emails.
Yeah, I do.
Well,
yeah.
If you have all those passwords stored in a password manager, it'll keep them secure.
Uh-huh.
You just need to know one password to get into the password manager.
And is that an app on a phone? That a password manager?
Sure. Yep.
Oh,
there are several different ones. You can Google it. You can find one. They have family programs and subscriptions, so it's not very expensive, and it'll save your butt.
Yeah, I would imagine, because the worst thing, I could imagine me losing a password here and then them trying to figure it out.
Right.
What on earth is, we know she loves the Beatles, but we don't know what her password is.
It's Beatles 1.
Yeah, Beatles 1, Mary Ellen, or something like that.
Don't put your passwords in a spreadsheet. Don't keep them on Post-it notes or a book. It should be secure.
Got it. Thank you for being here. Very, very wise information. Now, if people want to reach Watchdog Cyber, watchdogcyber.com, phone number 741-2049. Thanks for being here.
All
I appreciate
right. Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Mary Ellen. Appreciate it.